This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Well, we are speaking today with Mike Koenigs. Mike is our special guest. He's a what I would call a marketing marvel. He might disagree with that, but he's very good and has been over the last 10 to 12 years in marketing online and offline. And we thought it would be really interesting to get a peek inside of Mike's mind about expert status and how do you really claim your authority as a sales professional or a business owner today. So, Mike, are you there? And welcome to the call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Bill. This is fantastic.
Good, good. Well, glad you're here. What I'd like to do here, I know you've got a couple of special offers or special gifts that you're going to talk about a little bit later, but I'd like to ask you first, you know, you have been in the business world long enough over the last 10 years to see tons of changes and epic changes. And what do you suggest maybe a couple of things that you've noticed over the past 10 years in sales departments or with businesses who sell products and services? What are some of the things that you can point to and say, these are some massive changes and there are going to be more changes in this area? I'd like you to take a stab at a few trends you see.
Sure. Well, I'm gonna actually turn the Wayback Clock on a little bit further than that, just to put things in perspective, because I actually started marketing without really knowing that I was doing marketing over 25 years ago. And I started a company called Digital Cafe. We're one of the first interactive marketing agencies in the world. And this is back when there was Razorfish was a big name, for example, or there was US Web was another one. And these were companies that were rapidly worth $1 billion or more. They got acquired by huge advertising agencies. They're all the talk because they're some of the first companies that were doing things online. And I actually started marketing online before there was an internet. And also when floppy disks were the only medium to transfer stuff. So I created floppy disk sales presentations. And back then what salespeople wanted was something that provided a repeatable experience that was exciting and unique and eye-catching and different, that would grab a prospect's attention, get them to say, wow, that is cool. Mm-hmm. Show me more and show me the results of what your product or service would deliver. And so my little company, Digital Cafe, we started it, believe it or not, in 1989. I sold it 10 years later to a $1 billion a year publicly traded advertising agency. And the reason we got acquired is we did unique, different marketing things. So The stuff that hasn't changed is getting people's attention and using cutting edge strategies and methods that are unique, different, and attention grabbing, right? Exactly. And I'll give you one example of something that put us on the map and changed the marketing world in a lot of ways. We used to call it promotional entertainment at the time. And we produced a video game called Chex Quest that shipped in over 6 million boxes of Chex breakfast cereal for General Mills. And if you remember a video game called Doom, It was like you go around, you shoot stuff in a maze. Ours was a quote-unquote nonviolent game where you walked around with a soaker, a milk soaker, and you basically eliminated phlemoids, which were basically little creatures that were chasing after cereal creatures, all right? But the whole point is AOL was the sponsor, America Online at the time, again, pre-internet, and they gave away 6 million games with America Online on it. And they increased the sales of their cereal by 233% while that promotion was going on. So everyone won. AOL said it was the most successful promotion, most profitable promotion they ever did. General Mills said most successful promotion they ever did, sold the most cereal they ever did. And, of course, it was good for us because it put us on the map. And eventually, I didn't become a rich man, but I became wealthy for a little while as a result of the sale. But I learned a lot. And as time went on, we started doing stuff on the internet. And I'll tell you what the next big thing was that's relevant to everyone, which is I was doing marketing for an alternative hospital that was located in Mexico that used to do alternative and complementary cancer treatments. And also they were a holistic hospital that only served their patients raw food. They did Qigong and meditation, and they had this whole protocol that literally I watched people who were stage 4 cancer suddenly become cancer-free sometimes. You know, it was amazing. And I was in charge of their marketing with my wife, who for years had been Deepak Chopra's director of marketing. So we had access to this kind of holistic, wacky world. So there was a new service that popped along at the time called Google Video. It was before YouTube even started. And I started putting all my videos on Google Video because it was free. But what happened that was interesting is all of our marketing, I said, why don't we just start interviewing people who have had remarkable transformations in their health and doing video testimonials and putting them on the website.
And what year was
this? What happened is this is back in probably early 2000s.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I'm going to say 2000, you know, this is again before YouTube. So I'll say 2004-ish.
Okay.
I think 2005 is when YouTube came out.
Good.
And at the time, hosting video was really expensive. So what I did is I started putting videos on Google Video at the time. Later on, I put them on YouTube as well. But what wound up happening is I named these videos using keywords like alternative cancer treatment, alternative liver cleansing, and holistic medical treatment, stuff like that. And suddenly, the hospital called me up and said, whatever you're doing, don't stop. We doubled our leads in the past week. I'm like, what the hell did I do? Because all we were doing is putting these videos on their website. But what was happening is Google Video was indexing all these videos that were named using keywords that people were searching, and they were showing up in all the keyword results ahead of everyone else. And because it was video, people were clicking on the video, watching the video, and they're suddenly pre-qualified and basically ready to buy. They're like, I know someone who needs help right now. When can I get in? And because they were these authentic, raw, to the point conversations with people who clearly I was showing, like, I got x-rays, I was showing before and after tumor shots, you know, all that wow. kind of stuff. People were blown away. And it was like, holy cow. Well, that became the foundation for my first online business called Traffic Geyser, because once YouTube came out, there were about 100 Me Too video websites suddenly. And at the time, I was manually uploading all these videos online, naming them, and it took like a week to upload a couple of videos. I made a system that uploaded them everywhere in a couple of minutes. It mm-hmm. saved me a fortune in time and money, and more effectively, it just completely obliterated the search engine results. So basically, to get to the point here and answer your question, the biggest things I've seen are, number one, get people's attention and be a little unique, a little bit different. The second thing is make lots of videos, put them online, get them distributed in as many places as possible. And the third is just be raw, authentic, and real, and show evidence and proof that your stuff works, your products and services work. Nothing better than that than showing results and interviewing people who've used your products and services, and people will fall in love with you and they'll be pre-qualified and ready to buy. So I've spent the last 10 years basically automating marketing. That's my whole world, and helping people find their unique skill set, their unique message, and getting it out to the world so they're seen as a recognized expert and authority. It doesn't matter what the topic, doesn't matter where you are in the world.
I love that. I love the story, and I think your advice is just spot on. The question I have is sometimes, and maybe because we're not very good at communicating it, we get a little resistance from people, and I'm sure you've seen it too. I'm really not built for video. What am I going to say? I don't know if my customers will do video testimony. We get all that lizard brain resistance. What would be a way that you would recommend cutting through that? Because really what you've mastered is the new technology, but it's not just to use it. You've actually mastered it, do business with it. What is a, is there a way for someone to look in the mirror, talk to themselves and say, you know what, this scares me, but that means that's exactly the thing I should do? Or what advice would you have for the person who's resistant? I guess that's the question.
Sure. Well, the classic, we call it the, I have a face made for radio. Or I'm nervous, or I'm not good enough, or whatever it is. Whatever bad voice from your primary caretaker that made you non-confident or inconfident, unconfident early on, or whatever problem you have that you're paying your therapist for now today. It's the same stuff. So here's what I can tell you. Nervousness is an act of selfishness. And when I say that, what I will tell anyone is I developed a system. I call it the perfect customer exercise. And it is a step-by-step process that can literally eliminate your fear of speaking, presenting, being on stage, or being on camera in minutes. And the primary center point of this whole thing is when you are focused on you and worrying about you, it's a selfish act. It's like, what will people think of me? What will they say about me? Versus when you come from a place of service and you are there to improve the quality of someone else's life, look, you will do anything, okay? And when it's your child and you see some harm coming about them, you don't think about you. You think about your child. You are suddenly 100% focused on that, or whoever you're, the person you love or care about most. I don't care if it's your dog, your husband, your wife, whatever it is. Okay, so the bottom line is this. When you are going through that process, what I have people do is I teach them this simple exercise. And actually, when we're done here, I'll give everyone, I give them my book for free if they want. And I go through and I give them a worksheet on how to go through the perfect customer. And there's also a little training video.
Thank you.
The very short version of it is this. What you do is I ask someone, I'd say, okay, Bill, can you imagine a client or a customer that you've worked with that you love them? They love you. They paid for your product full price. They got great results. They came back and said, what else do you have? And they also refer customers back to you. Have you ever had that happen before?
Yes, but not often enough.
Okay. Right, right. Instead, you're stuck with customers who suck your life force, steal your time and your energy, try to squirm and get extra out of you and complain and whine and stuff. So those are psychic vampires, and we want to completely eliminate them from our lives, completely. All right? So instead, we want affluent customers, people who are joyful, who come to us over and over, pay, buy, whatever, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. So here's what we do. I would say, okay, Bill, tell me that person's name, not their last name, but their first or last name. Is it a man or a woman, and how old are they, or what's their first name?
It's a man named David. He's 45 years old.
Okay, so David's 45. And tell me everything you know about him. Like, is he married? Does he have kids? How old are they? Blah, 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 blah. Just give me a bunch of details.
Yeah,
tell me what he wears, what he smells like, what he drives.
What he smells like.
I'm telling you, you got to do visual, audio, kinesthetic. You got to get your whole brain involved in this, because this is an act, not of thinking, but of being.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll sound a little woo-woo, but the bottom line is I get as much detail as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with a few questions, I mean, you can get there already. I know we don't have to go through this, you know, step by step, but the bottom line is I could sit here and ask you a bunch of questions, and there's a formula for this. So when you're fully associated with, his name is Dave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're fully associated with Dave, who's 45. And tell me a little bit about him so I can use this.
Yeah, sure. He's got two kids. He's married. He owns a small business. He is in the $200,000 to $500,000 income range. He's active, works out occasionally, pretty healthy, always looking, eager for new advice, new counsel, new coaching, new ideas. He is always in growth mode, looking to grow his or her his business to the next level, maybe 5, 10, 20%.
Great. Great. Now, here's what's great about that. I know already he's a seeker, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Personal development, self-help, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here's what happens. You get fully associated. You know who it is. And when you're speaking on camera or you're doing a recording, you're speaking to the one.
Mm-hmm.
And when you speak to the one, you'll attract more like the one to you, as if by magic. And people who are horrible marketers, who are nervous and uneasy, they're the ones who are trying to speak to everyone, and they're worried about what everyone thinks about them. They're trying to appeal to everyone.
Yeah.
And guess what? When you appeal to everyone, all you're doing is attracting rotten, unsophisticated, schizophrenic, crazy people who don't know what they want. And when you don't give them what they don't know what they want, they blame you for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So crazy marketing attracts crazy people and schizophrenic people. But when you are direct and you're focused and you're in a service mode and you're speaking to someone that you actually have an emotional investment in, people can feel it come through in your voice. They can see it in your eyes. They can register it with your authentic presence.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are not like the one will be pushed away.
That's right.
And great marketing repels just as much as it attracts. And you can't be afraid to repel the rotten, crazy people because they're the ones. And let's face it, every business has them. These are people who suck your life force, use all your resources and energy, and there's nothing you'll ever do to make them happy because they're not capable of being happy because they don't know what they want. And this is what's great about Dave. When I picked up on, he was constantly, you said he's constantly focused on growth and finding new solutions. He's a seeker. Seekers are open-minded. They're willing to grow and they're willing to let go of things that don't work and even look inside and say, I'm responsible for my own destiny and where I am right now. That open-mindedness is exactly what you want for a great customer. Mm-hmm. They're open, okay, just like you are.
Boy, that's a profound thought because, you know, we've all had marketing people come into our companies and say, okay, who's your ideal client? And we say, and they say, well, name them, just like you did. But that's where they stop. Okay, David, he's 45 years old. Okay, great. That's it. What you've done is no, that's not enough. You've got to go much deeper than that because, like you say, you've got to associate, you've got to be that person on the 5-minute video. And when you are that person, you will attract people like that. And most of us stop at a shallow level instead of really going deeper about what is David, who is he, what's his personality, what's in his heart, what's in his soul. We don't do that. And that's great. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, well, what I'll do is here's where I'll say this, not to impress anyone, but to impress upon them how effective this is. And I actually talk about this in my book a little bit too, but I talk about how I went from, you know, I come from a lower middle class background. I grew up in a small town in Minnesota. My dad's a barber. At 75 years old, he's still cutting hair.
Wow.
Okay. He's just like, he's been trading his time for money his whole life. Okay. And he just like doesn't know how to stop. And my goal in life was I wanted to be rich. I hated being lower middle class. I didn't like where I was from. I wanted the hell out of Minnesota. Nice place to be from. Didn't like the weather ever. I'm not a cold weather guy. I live in Southern California now. Mm-hmm. But my parents and I get along swimmingly. But the bottom line is, I was like, how do I escape from this? How do I get to be rich someday? So I've been studying marketing for 25 years, trying to figure out the magic formula, not knowing that the magic formula is to speak to the one. But here's how it served me. When I did my very first product event, we call them launches in the online marketing business, after you know struggling and trying to figure this out, I did $1.6 million in sales in a single week. The next time I used the same formula, $9.1 million in sales in a single week. The next time, $7.1 million. Since then, in the past, literally, now it's only been, it's actually less than 3 years, over $30 million in sales. And I can tell you that the reason why people are like, what's the secret? What's the magic? The secret is speak to the one. Mm-hmm. And when you are fully associated, and you can, and I literally, when I'm reading my scripts or I'm presenting on camera, I am fully associated with the best customer that I'd ever have. And I know what they smell like. I know what they dress like. I know their children's names. I know their aspirations, their goals. I know what they drive. I know where they live. I have pictures of their home. And I actually practice speaking my script to that person before I roll the cameras. And I practice it and practice it. And anytime, and I'll have someone standing by me, and anytime they feel like, you're a little inauthentic there. You're not mm-hmm. natural. It's because I'm not focused on a person.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, that scares the hell out of most people because they're like, oh, if I don't appeal to everyone, no one's going to buy my stuff. It's exactly the opposite. It's counterintuitive, but this
it
works.
You talk about it. I thought you were going to say that one time. You said when you try to appeal to everyone, you appeal to no one. Because you strike right down the middle in the split and you don't get anybody. Well, in closing, tell me a little bit about, you've got some products and I know you've got a website. Tell me a little bit about how people can access some of your content. You've got tons of free stuff, but you've also got some really cool new programs available.
Sure. Well, how about we get someone started down the easiest path, which is they can have a copy of my book, which is called Author Expert Marketing Machines.
Excellent.
It's free. And don't let the word author get in the way, because the whole point of author is, in order to be someone significant, in order to stop trading your knowledge or trading your time for money and start selling your knowledge instead, and how to increase your value and become recognized as the authority and the expert in your space, in your world, whatever that is, it is really important that you understand something called building a platform, which is what you know, who knows you, your reach, what you talk about. It's going to be your expertise. It's going to be your years of experience all rolled up into ultimately publishing yourself. And when I said author, that means putting a couple videos out there is publishing. Mm-hmm. Writing an article on a blog page is publishing. But if you don't have what you want right now, it's because no one knows who you are and not enough people have access to you. And it's up for you to tell your story in an authentic, real way and use these tools in this new media. So what Author Expert Marketing Machines is, it's a book that I wrote. It became a number one best-selling book in 2 days, and I literally wrote it in 2 weeks. And I'm not a genius or an expert. All I did is answered questions. So mm-hmm. It's a system that I teach inside the book of, A, how to identify your perfect customer and speak to the one. Also, I teach a strategy called the 10 by 10 by 4, which is pulling your specific knowledge and know-how out of your head and being able to share it with the world in an easy, affordable way. And then there's 4 videos as well that go along with the book. So it's just at authorexpertmarketingmachines.com.
Okay, authorexpertmarketingmachines.com.
That's correct, okay, with an S. Good. And the book is also available on Kindle. You can buy it, but why not have it for free? It's the same thing. I'm giving it away as a gift. And my goal is just to help as many people as possible multiply their value, stop trading their time for money, and be able to translate or convert their knowledge into products. And that will give them the leverage they're looking for. And ultimately, I think everyone I know, every professional, I was just talking to the world's leading IVF in vitro doctor, is a friend of mine this weekend. He stopped by my house and this guy makes millions of dollars a year and he has hundreds of thousands of dollars in overhead a month. I mean, just to basically break even, he's got to make millions, and it's all him.
Wow.
Okay. He's trading his time for money. He goes, man, I love what I do, but I just turned 50 and I don't get to see my kids. I'm constantly traveling. I'm on the road. How do I sell my knowledge? And I sat him down. I said, man, there's 5 steps. And I went through. I've got a little 5-step process. And the good news is it works for anyone, anywhere in the world. And if you think that your business or you're different, the answer is no. It works for financial planners. It works for chiropractors. It works for healers, doctors. I don't care what business you're in. You've got knowledge other people need, and right now no one knows you have it, and no one knows about you, and you haven't converted or compressed that knowledge into a product that you can sell so you can get off the hamster wheel.
Yeah.
My little pitch.
Well,
but it's
I appreciate
like,
that.
Once I figured this out for me, it's like, bam, my life changed.
The thing that you said that we harp on a lot on the podcast, and I will use the word harp because sometimes it sounds like that, is this idea of polarization. It's the idea of attracting people as well as repelling people. And when you're strong in your message and you stand firm in your beliefs and you really understand the kind of person prospect you're looking for, what you call the perfect customer, it's easy to repel people, but it's really easy to attract people too. And that makes your life so much easier, so much full of joy. You're not running around the 11th hour trying to change pricing to land a deal. It's just not like that. And yet so few people really have embraced that way of doing business. And so to the extent this can help them, I know it is. I know it will. AuthorExpertMarketingMachines.com. Mike, I really appreciate your time today. You've been more than generous with it, and I appreciate you being on the show.
It's my pleasure, Bill, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your platform. You know, it's like I would say, and this is an important lesson for everyone, when you loan, you give your platform to someone else, and you have the opportunity to teach and share and improve someone's life or transform a life, it's the greatest gift you can ever give. So thank you for letting me do what I love to do more than anything, which is to teach and share. I do not take it lightly, and I appreciate you very much.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast, presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to iTunes.